Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning. Gotta change your evil ways. No end in sight for the evilness we face and the evil ways we have to weather and navigate. And hopefully, if you're listening to this show, getting some assistance in circumnavigating the evil ways and the evil people. And there's literally no shortage, like I've said. You see the news today? It's like one bad thing after another. I have to talk about folks getting set up like a bowling pin. Conservative folks are so easily manipulated. I mean, if I went back to my mainstream media days, I always talk about this. And I see the angles everywhere when I read Breitbart and all these other so-called conservative publications, and I see exactly how they're manipulating and playing people. And I say, yeah, these guys are getting better at playing the game. If I wanted to go back and manipulate the hell out of people and freak them out, I'd never go hungry again. But we've decided on a different path here, and we're not going to do that. Fuck it. I had to change, quite honest with you, I had to change my evil ways. Because as you get older, you realize, hey, you know what? You're not going to be here forever. You're not going to be here forever, and you got to think about the future, and you got to think about the example you're setting for your family members and your kids, etc. And come-to-Jesus moments aren't exactly the most comfortable things in the world, but you know, you have a choice. You have a choice. You can go one way or the other. And some people go the one way, and they take the shortcuts. They take the shortcuts, and they go for the cash, and I see that all the time, especially right-wing media folks. Quote-unquote media folks are really just opportunists, and you can't fool me. I've been here too long, and I helped write some of these rules that people were playing to and from and by. My career is a one song for my career. It's right here in different ways. But I don't want to just talk about me, of course. A shout out to the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Our folks out there helping keep the lights on. I hope you're enjoying the content, and we're happy to further enhance it this week by giving you more of it. So thank you for your patronage, and we'll get into that later a little bit. Not much. Just like to mention those folks. I wouldn't be here without them. We wouldn't be here without them. Speaking about a long train running, little Doobie Brothers, a lot of you folks out there were smoking some doobies today. Smoking some MAGA doobies and other things. I saw it happening earlier. Started last night on social media. I'm going to pull some gems up from our friend VM. Everyone was talking about Ron DeSantis in Florida, how he's going to extend. He was not going to extend the emergency order in Florida, and he was going to let it expire. And they started singing his praises last night. And guys like myself and Marie and some other people are saying, well, we will wait and see how this plays out, because he's got more time than most folks realize beyond midnight. But people were out there. He's one of us. He's doing it for us. All day long I heard this nonsense. Yesterday and the day before. Where's my stuff from VM? It's so good. He hit me up early, late last night in the s'mores. A year after mass destruction and trillions in stolen wealth, praise DeSantis. This shit is sickening. The plebe mentality of people. Of course, some news organizations were already putting it out a night and a half ago that DeSantis ends the state of emergency in Florida. And I'm saying, you guys are way ahead on this. I would sit and wait. Everybody has to jump at things in journalism now. They don't care if they're right. They just want to be first. It's okay if they lie to you. They get the clicks. They're making money. That's what it's all about these days. VM, can I please get another cup of soup, my lord? One of the things I'm thankful for is that we have very bright people on our platforms and listening to us. And I don't care how many people listen to us, as long as they're smart, have something to offer, and understand that see through these people for who they are, or want to see through them for who they are. So, VM continued, the rebuttal of the plebe class goes as thus, at least he's doing something, and he's the only one doing something, etc., forgetting it's a year later of disseminating society and culture. Me to the plebe, well, dumb me, and you have a vastly different understanding of what doing something means. You just can't bridge the gap with people who are that moronic. We're talking about the destruction of trillions of dollars in wealth. I don't care if your governor is good or bad or whatever. Now, DeSantis has been probably the best, but that doesn't make him some kind of a fucking saint. He was in on this from the beginning, and then he pulled back. Okay. You really have to think about it. I'm asking you folks on a regular basis to take a step outside the box. If he was your man, he would have said from minute one, this is bullshit. BM says, to my children and brethren, we will sing praises of me Lord's generosity and kindness. We will pass thine tale far and wide on social media so that others might know of thou's gracious, the King of Kings, Lord DeSantis, will be known. That was this afternoon or earlier today. Here's the problem, though, folks. All the fanfare, all the know-it-alls, all the influencers on social media don't know what else to talk about, so they talk about surface things and they can't see past the game. And they can't wait. They can't have any patience. They'll take their people who follow them, who are stupid enough to follow them, they'll take them down a rabbit hole, and one rabbit hole after another. DeSantis ended up extending Florida's emergency order. What? Can't make it up. Can't make it up. Experience versus idiots. You sit and wait and see what happens. Now, we knew, basically, it would have been a major move at this point for him to do that. And perhaps could have separated himself. Look, make no mistake. Everybody's saying he's going to run in 2024. Let's see what happens. I think he's been good for Florida as... But has he been? I mean, think about it. They still did a lot of damage to a lot of people in Florida, a lot of businesses that will never bounce back. And it really is unbelievable what they've done to everybody in every state. No governor gets a get-out-of-jail-free card here, as far as I'm concerned. No governor should. And that's the way it is. If you're... thinking outside the box like you should be. That's what we ask folks to do on here. Now, before we get into the news, let's see what else we have. I came across some other things. You see the headline. Governor DeSantis extends Florida's COVID-19 emergency order. So if you were some of those folks who went down the rabbit hole, according to these folks you may follow on the internet, I don't know why you follow these guys. They have no expertise. I guess they're just, you know, promoted by other your favorite trading card heroes, former generals, etc. Promote these dopes and everybody's in on it. Oh, they're great. He's great. She's great. How many times can you be taken on a tour to nowhere before you start saying, hey, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. Now, we got some good stuff cooking. We got some good stuff coming on our platform, so if you're not there, you should be. Because we can't say these things publicly, and that's all I can say about it. So if you want to come over and you want to get literally woke and save yourself some hassle and money, well, you know where to find us. Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Reach out, touch faith. Folks, special thanks to our patrons on Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Those folks get the access to all of our goods and goodies. Paint After Dark, videos, podcasts. Get to see all the video portions we play, the video content. Paint After Dark video. And the incredible access to the forums where I pick up stuff every day. And it's not easy to impress me as a news consumer, but I pick up great stuff and great recommendations. And the camaraderie on there and the sense of community is growing. It's way better, way better than any crap you see on social media, as far as I'm concerned. When bright people get together, good things can happen, and we're happy to build a community, and we've done a hell of a job doing it, but I really haven't done much. I just talk, and the good people and smart people join. So, and we're only looking for a few smart people today to join up on our platforms as I continue to bang my head off the microphone. I really want you guys in the mix here, so I'll bang my head off the microphone. But we appreciate the folks on there, because we wouldn't be able to do this without them, because the ad money is not does not cut it, so to speak. And we, in fact, we keep getting cut. So that's our own personal struggle. But we appreciate the folks on there. And you know, in today's day and age, folks, you need a good baseline of truth to be able to. There I go again. Truth to be able to stay ahead of these people, these tyrants. It's unbelievable what they've done to the country and what they've likely done to your life and your operation and your family structure and your family unit and the challenges we all face together. And of course, I've said this before, this doesn't just apply to us as United States citizens, but this is a global situation. Your fellow man, regardless of where he or she is likely facing similar struggles. And so we have to stay ahead of these people. And we have to do that by having a baseline or foundation of truth so that we can circumnavigate these criminals and these tyrants. And by learning from other smart people and contributing as a smart person, that's how you arm yourself with the tools to do that. So that's what we're offering you. We're offering folks to come stick their head in. And if you're a bright person, we're only looking for a few people who have something to offer and want to learn and improve our community on patreon.com/TruePundit and on subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Is that you? Is that you? Well, that's a question you have to ask for yourself. But get some skin in the game. You may find what a lot of other folks have found out, that joining up and being around smart people makes you smarter, is a game changer based on the alternatives out here of, I don't have to get any skin in the game here, but I could just listen to these people. Yeah. Guess what? You are the product then. You're the product, and you're getting played time and time and time again. So we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/TruePundit and subscribestar.com/TruePundit for helping us keep the lights on and helping me sit back and watch an incredible community grow. And we have big plans for, you know, this show is still in its infancy. We're only, 15 months in, we just started. And so there's many good things to come, especially for our community members. And now, as of tomorrow, at least for the time being, if you want the entire podcast, you're going to have to jump in on those platforms anyhow, because as I said, and will continue to say, we're putting the whole thing, the entire podcast, the 100% end-to-end podcast on those platforms. And we'll see how that plays, because we just continue to get shafted. And that's okay. That's okay, because we can make some moves out of here and with our community, and that's what we're doing. So, hey, if you've been on the fence about jumping in, jump in. Patreon.com/TruePundit. Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. Stick around. You may learn some things, and you may have some things to teach, and those are the folks we're looking for, smart people. I want to play something for you because, you know, the patron saint, George Floyd of the United States. I don't know what he's the patron saint of now, fentanyl? Patron saint of fentanyl, I guess. It's really depressing who Americans now form into their golden calf du jour to worship, whether it's a politician or whether it's a dope dealer, a drug dealer, a lowlife, scumbag, street urchin, etc. The bar for excellence is so low. And it's one of the reasons this country has gone down the tubes, because the media and the spin doctors can create rainmakers, overnight heroes, literally out of a pile of garbage. And we see that playing out time and time again with politicians. And the latest creation is Floyd. Let's go to the videotape, and we'll take a look at some of his best hits before he was arrested. Other film before he was arrested and, according to a court, murdered, etc. Some other film from a previous traffic stop just months earlier. You can't even make it up. Let's go to the videotape.
Is he George?
Yeah.
You George Floyd?
Yep.
Can you undo your seatbelt, sir? Sir, passenger, can you undo your seatbelt?
Please, I don't
want to
get shot.
I don't plan on shooting you. I'm just saying, just take your time.
I ain't never seen him.
Okay, relax. Just undo your seatbelt. Let her take care of her guy. Just keep your hands out where I can see him. Hey! Keep your hands where I can see him. Okay? Put him up on the dash. Put him on the dash. I'm not going to shoot you. Put your hands on the dash. Put your hands on the dash. Last time I'm going to tell you that. It's simple. He keeps moving his hands around. He won't listen to what I have to say.
Put your hands on
the
top of your head.
Put them on your head.
Top of your head.
Okay, man.
Open your mouth. Spit out what you got. Spit out what you got. I'm going to tase you. Spit it out.
I'm out.
He's eating.
Don't you jerk away from me.
Put your hands behind your head.
That was one yellow pill, boss.
Yeah. Okay, now slowly come on out.
Hand on your
put
head.
Your
hand on your head.
Oh, I'm
okay, relax then. What do you got there?
Nothing.
Slow down.
Tell him I ain't gonna do it like that, boss man. Tell him I'm gonna do it like that, boss man. Please tell him I won't do it like that.
I thought you was just playing.
I got my paper.
I got something in here. He's got.
Take me to my car, man. Please, somebody help me, man. Oh my God, man. Damn, man.
Is there anything?
What the hell is this, man? Let's go. How y'all roughing stuff like this, man?
Yeah, man.
No, man.
Was there anything in it?
Yeah, it's
pills. Okay. Have a seat.
Man.
All the way in. I gotta get all the way in there. Slide on over. I know you're a big man. You're gonna have to slide in.
It's you, man.
You're gonna have to slide in. He didn't have any ID on him.
Okay.
Bunch of powder, a bunch of. I don't know what exactly all it is.
All right.
That was on
a bunch
his
of
seat.
Pills. Yeah, it was on the seat where he was. Is he George?
Yeah.
You George Floyd?
Yep.
thing. We got enough pills and different other stuff.
Like four right there, and then
yeah, I'll just take it on back and. Yeah.
Alright, take it back and just leave it like that.
Yeah, we'll leave it like that, take photos of everything, and. He needs to be searched more thoroughly, too, Sarge, because I just did a. Did he lose his glasses in the back?
Why are you crying?
Here, let's get going here. Folks, remember when you get pinched to cry like a bitch. It gets... when a female cop... You can hear the video saying, act like a man. That's character, baby. When they kick your door in, how you gonna handle it? It's all about attitude. Take your pinch like a man. You're rolling around with drugs, coke, fentanyl, speed, whatever the hell else. Where's the injustice when you... I never understood that. You didn't see it coming? What kind of badass are you? Break down in tears, start whimper. I mean, it's... This guy's rolling around with drugs in a system and ingesting more drugs when the cops pulled him over, and now he's a saint. Yikes. What a country. You wonder how our country went down the tubes? People allowing that to happen. Politicians allowing that to happen and promoting it. They're trying to spark some kind of a race incident across the country time and time again. That's the only thing I can think of. That's what it's all about. Pissing you off, getting to elicit a response from you so they could clamp down on more of your rights. What else could it be? Seriously, what else could it be? That's the game. It has to be the game. Try to set you off and further divide us into racial sectors so we hate each other's guts so they can continue to steal more money, as I've said. Because don't kid yourself, it's all about the money. Everything we talk about is about the money. These guys want your money that you have. They want the money that they can generate from you as a taxpayer, as a tax slave. And it all comes to that. The more that they deceive you and pull parlor tricks on you, smoke and mirrors, the more money they can steal while you're distracted playing grab ass over racial issues after all this time. And everybody knows this country is not a racist country. Look, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You go other places? Minorities don't have the opportunity anywhere in the world like they have here. It's an even playing field as far as I'm concerned when it comes to entrepreneurs. And it might even be a little bit rigged at this point in favor of minorities, but we call it even, right? If you have the get up and go spirit, if you pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you don't look for excuses and things like that. You just go out and do it. But this country is, it's unbelievable that a guy like this is some kind of a fucking saint. It's done with the purpose of pissing you off and trying to elicit a physical, perhaps violent response from you. And all the more reason, perhaps, you should consider going another way. You don't want to... Look, they already think you're a lab rat. You don't want to perform like one. Because whatever they have in store for you, they want you to perform a certain way. It's important to go the other way. Just like it is with the vaccines and all this other crap. And government-generated nonsense. Let's get into some of that. Good stuff. A few people have said to me, it appears you're getting a little bit more radical on the podcast. What's up with that? I have that streak. I've had that streak since I was a little tyke. People mess with me. I guess I fall back on old habits, but we need to get radical. We need to get radical in many different ways. So I would see that as a continuing theme. You can't sit on your ass anymore. You can't sit on the couch anymore. You got to get some skin in the game. I said that before. And now some people are turned off by that. I've heard from some people. They don't like that. And they think I need to calm down. Fuck that. I'm not calming down, man. I said this a while back, and I'll move on quickly because I just want to lay it back out. We're in like third gear for the last 5 years. I have about six gears. I don't think I've ever really been in gear five and six. I've been in gear four a couple times when people come at me, crank it up to gear four. But as far as investigating people and probing people and uncovering things, we never made it past third gear. That's how easy it is out in journalism today. It's like a kid in a candy store with a $20 bill in a penny candy store. I mean, it's. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, we never really even broke a sweat. That's why it was time to move on from print. We still dabble with print with True Pundit, but it was time to do something else. I was bored. I had no idea that these people were this feckless in journalism. And I knew that they were fucking cutthroat like this and scumbags. But this inept and feckless, we're in big trouble. Journalism's toast, baby. You got to find truth tellers and hold on to them and help them guide you. Let's go to this. Texas sheriff blames parents for lawless young people and blasts armchair police for second-guessing officer responses. Did you see that? Did you see that video? I mean, it's like, dude. Listen to the fucking police. What's the big deal? Put your hands on it. But you got to deal with this every day. After about 20 years, you've had it dealing with these idiots who can't follow directions. You don't know what this guy's going to pull out. I mean, who knows? Plus, he's a big guy, too. It's like a hassle. It's a hassle. You saw firsthand on the video. Firsthand. Let's move on. The Texas sheriff admonished parents in a recent Facebook post that police are not responsible for raising their children and criticized armchair police for second-guessing the life and death decisions that officers must make within seconds. In the news cycle over the last few weeks have been stories of young people being shot by police in some type of altercation or another, wrote Throckmorton County Sheriff Doc Wigington. That's probably the greatest name of a sheriff ever. Sheriff Doc Wigington on Friday. The public is quick to jump on the officers involved, stating the need for more training, better de-escalation tactics, and possibly shooting the subject in the leg. I like these sheriffs. They're the ones that are going to save your ass from folks like the state police and the FBI. So if you have a good sheriff, it's like an ace in the hole, man. They can show up and tell the feds to take a hike, tell the state police to scram, beat it, leave these people alone. And those people have to tuck tail and scram. So a good sheriff with your rights and your safety as their best interest is perhaps the greatest ally you can have. So, addressing what he described as so-called solutions derived from Western movies, Wigington explained that people claiming officers should first shoot at extremities before aiming for center mass did not know what they're talking about. Of course, we talked about the use of deadly force. And the stupidity of somebody like a Joe Biden who says that you should shoot somebody in the leg. We had Officer Tony on here. I don't know what podcast that was. It's It's in the library on thomaspainpodcast.com. You can find it. Years on the beat in Newark, New Jersey, and other places, working for the feds, etc. We did some work together and cruised around together in Newark as an attaché to his task force. And there's a TV show about him, etc., Jacked. And so that's we cover all that stuff. And his frustrations at the time are equally shared. And his outrage is likewise equal to Sheriff Doc. But don't forget, and he was going to come back on. I was going to have him back on. But he said he's been so, I'm talking about Tony. He's been like fighting people on Facebook. These know-it-alls. You know what I mean? They step out of the BMW and then suddenly they're a cop. After they've been on Wall Street ripping people off all day, they come home. And suddenly now they're a fucking cop for the next couple hours. And then they go back in the morning and hit the bottle and hit the big board. The town we used to live in, Berkeley Heights. He and I, he lived across the street from me. My wife and his young wife and our young kids. When we were just starting out. It used to be a great town of Italians, mostly Italians. We lived in a place called Guinea Hill. We were the only mix on Guinea Hill. And the Italians embraced us because we were hardworking blue-collar people, and I was kicking ass, and I was in the newspaper a lot and causing a lot of trouble. It's kind of a local celebrity at one point. But that town now, the Italians built that town. A couple Italian families, Tony's family is one of them. That town has gone yuppie, shithole, New York nightmare. And it's not even livable. And so you have all these people from that town and, and other places where this has happened in Jersey. And they're completely out the fucking lunch. You know, they actually support the governor, Phil Murphy, and his nonsense. How can you reason with somebody who likes Phil Murphy? So we talk about this, right? It's not the job of the police officer to raise your kid, the sheriff wrote. Parents need to take responsibility for the actions of their failure to raise their child to be respectful, responsible, and listen to authority figures. Little tip, sometimes your kid is wrong and needs to be disciplined. Jumping on teachers, coaches, etc., all their lives gives the kids a feeling they can do no wrong, and they do not have to comply with authority figures. Parents need to be parents to their kids, not to their best friends. Not their best friends. So help your child be a parent. Teach them manners, responsibility, how to work, respect for themselves, and respect for others. We have gotten away from treating others as we wish to be treated. The golden rule, remember that? We need to go back to that soon. By the time the law enforcement has to get involved in your child's life, it's usually past time to be a parent. Some basic things you should teach your kids and your teenagers. As I find some more music here I'd like to listen to, maybe a... how about some Clapton? So in the way that you use it. Respect. We saw that dope George Floyd, no pun intended, get pulled over, fumbling around. He's lucky he didn't get tased at that point. Or worse, fumbling around with his hands. And it's not a magic show, dude. The po-po's there. It's not a fucking magic show. It's time to listen. Taught my kids early. You get pulled over by the cops, top of the steering wheel, hands are up like this, right? On the top of the steering wheel and your fingers. If it's nighttime, you put the interior lights on, your hands are up on the steering wheel, your windows are down. If it's cold, just the front window's down, passenger and driver's side, even if you don't have a passenger. You keep your hands at the top, your palms on the top of that steering wheel so they can see your fingers. You pull over to the side of the road. If it's not safe to pull over the side of the road or the shoulder is narrow, you pull off the road, you get off an exit, or you pull over to the grass, whatever, and give the cops some extra room. You do that, you don't get a ticket. You don't get a ticket. Lights on, palms on the top of the steering wheel. You see your fingers. If you need to reach for your wallet, you ask permission to reach for the wallet. Say, look, this is license and registration. My wallet's in my back right pocket. Can I reach for it? You don't say, yeah, follow me, get the wallet. Right? Yeah, these guys deal with this all the time. And if you do those things, chances are you won't get a ticket because the cop says, oh, okay, this dude's in the know. This guy is showing me respect. So when the sheriff talks about respect, there's no better time to show somebody respect than when you get pulled over or you get questioned by police. Now, I'm talking about motor vehicle stops and things like that. It's very basic. Doesn't take a genius to figure this stuff out. But I'll tell you what he talks about is spot on, man. And there's more to that story. It's on True Pundit if you want to read more of what he said. But those are the nuggets, the highlights. When I coached hockey in high school and at younger levels, I used to come home and tell my wife, and I was coaching my sons at the time too. I'd say, these parents, they're lost. Their kids are, they don't have a chance, these kids. Why isn't my kid playing? I tell him straight up, because your kid's not that good. He's got to work on it. She's got to work more. I'm going to work these kids in practice. The parents hated it. I think you're pushing the kids too hard. This is insane. It's insanity. You win 5 in a row, 6 in a row. I like to win. I wasn't crazy. I just pushed the kids, right? Be your best. I know you got more. 5 wins, 6 wins, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 15 wins, 20 wins in a row. Beating everybody to a pulp. And guess what? The parent, and this is amazing. We only had 10 kids on the team. That's unheard of. Most hockey teams have 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 kids. We had 10 kids and 2 goalies. We had 2 lines. We rolled 2 lines. But my kids were in such great physical condition from practicing during the week. It didn't matter. The parents still complained about ice time. Still complained about their kids should be playing more on a team with 20 kids. Normally, to 23 kids, 24 kids, there's 10. And the parents are bitching about ice time and bitching. On the way home, the players used to tell me, my parents upset on the way home. I'm like, we just won like our 17th game in a row. What? Winning cures it all. The kids loved it. Everybody's having a good time. It wasn't good enough. I tell my wife, you know what? I'm done coaching other kids. I'll coach our kids. And wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you fucking know it? Especially my older son, who really had a lot of heart, not that much talent. I said, we're going to focus on this kid because I think he's got something. He surpassed everybody he ever played with. All the know-it-all parents. And it's just like, it's just an example. These people, they do what everybody else does. The same can be said for the fucking vaccine. Everybody goes out, gets, oh, I got to get the vaccine. They don't think things through. They're not. You're not doing your kids any favors by not letting them fail, by not letting them work hard. You're not doing your kids any favors if you're coming home from a sporting event that they just played in and you bitch at them the whole ride home, or you bitch about the team, or you bitch about this player, that parent. That's poison to a kid. Anyway. But the respect thing goes a long way, and letting your kid fail and teaching them respect and teaching them that losing, okay, there's lessons to be found in losing too. I'm not saying I was a be-all, end-all as a coach, but when you start rattling off fucking 15 streaks like that, you're doing something right. Now, I get kids that come up to me all the time. Now they're adults. Coach, remember that season? Won like 15, 16, 17 in a row? Beat everybody with 10 people? They remember. They remember. Unfortunately, they probably also remember their parents bitching the whole fucking time. Anyway, a good story from the sheriff. Let's move on.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Hey!
Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be...
Hey, 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 turn the song off, Payne, we're sick. People are jealous. That's what Cuomo says about his sex accusers. They just want attention. These broads just want attention. Governor Andrew, I like to kill old people, Cuomo, suggested Monday that those speaking out against him just want attention and they're jealous. These broads, these bitches. Bitches. I told you bitches. And bitches and snitches get stitches. You understand? The mob, the mob boss, New York Democrat and mob boss discussed his many Me Too accusers during first in-person press conference he's held since November. Notice that's what they questioned him on, not whacking. This guy makes Sammy the Bull Gravano look like a fucking bishop. This is what they're focused on. This is what I told you. It's a scam. The media is covering for him. They're throwing these things out. And that's all they're talking about. Sex, 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 sex. Where I come from, murder trumps sex. Murder and homicide is much more interesting as a reporter and as a story than some guy might be playing a little grab ass. I mean, some of the things that they accuse him of are... This isn't Clinton. This isn't Bill Clinton-esque. Sescapades and sexual assault. It's nowhere near that. From what we've heard so far. But they're making this a story. Don't kid yourself. And he has a press conference, and that's the first thing the media focuses on. They're doing him a favor. I tell you, it's all set up. It's all set up. What's this? Hello, Dolly, Italian style. Hey, we killed a lot of people, boy golly. Then, Cuomo also addressed the New York Times Magazine story alleging he referred to Jews as these people and their fucking tree houses. See what I mean? Who cares? What does that have to do with killing people? And also told a male official, you'd be good. You'd be a good-looking tranny if you had a good set of tits. This is what the media is interested in, right? Or they're trying to portray what you should be interested in, not the fact that he killed thousands and thousands and thousands of people directly. They put these stories out weeks ago, and they've been putting them out. He referred to Jews as these people in their fucking treehouses. I don't even know what that means. And making a homophobic comment. I mean, again, what does that have to do with murder and homicide? Cuomo denied saying these things, of course. I never said any such things. I was too busy killing people to say these things. You're hateful. They printed slurs and slanders, and you'd have to ask them why they did that. Because you wanted them to get you off the hook for killing people. We see through this scheme. Why do people say things? Who knows? People are venial. People want attention. People are angry. People are jealous. Who knows why people spread rumors? Tough to spread rumors when you're dead.
Benissimo Luigi! Oh, yeah!
Cuomo advisor, Richard has a party. No one's going to have a party when they get thrown out of office. Told the media Monday morning that the New York Post took Cuomo's comments out of context. Yeah, how do you take those comments out of context? It's, of course, they're going to make this about an LGBTQ thing, right? Because that plays and that'll get press. It's not about a M-U-R-D-E-R thing. You see how they do it? They're really slick. They're really slick. And not one fucking mention at the press conference about all the senior citizens he whacked and the other people his policies whacked. And the fact that not only did he whack them, but he continues to cover up the evidence and the numbers. We don't even know how bad it is. It's bad. It's bad. And so they come out with this sideshow all the time to try to trick you and try to fool you. Don't let yourself be played by it. The media is in on it. The media doesn't have the balls. The New York media doesn't have the balls to go against this guy. Fuck out of here. They're all part of the show, folks. The greatest show on earth. Little circus music. Is that the official song in New York now, right? New York State, then they got rid of their state song, and this is it. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks. Because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what... My dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos, Pain in the Morning, the videos, and the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And of course, the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic. And I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. If you don't like it, you can skedaddle. Folks, it's when corruption is this bad, all you can do is laugh and try to parody it just to get through the day. Just to get through the day. Headline, Biden says no mask outdoors for fully vaccinated people. And it's a step toward normal living. Wow. What are we going to do? It says Bruce. Bruce knows. Bruce likes to drink tequila in state parks. He doesn't need a mask. He rides a motorcycle. Do you know he's from Asbury? I'm from Asbury Park. Do you guys know that?
Madman, drummers, bombers, and Indians in the summer with a teenage.
Blinded by the light. Biden has seen the light. We don't know what planet he's on, but he's apparently seen a light. Might be from the mothership. Resident Joe Biden has reiterated the Centers for Disease Control and Continuation upgraded guidance that fully vaccinated individuals no longer need masks while outdoors. The fuck's the difference? Except in crowded settings. So if you're around other people, you have to wear a mask. But if you're all alone in a cornfield like James Comey without any pants on, you don't need a mask. The agency. The CDC is barely an agency. It's more like a criminal front. I'd put it up there with Pravda.
Eugene, what does this have to do with purses? What does this have to do with fashion? He said Prada. This guy is insane.
Pravda.
Earlier today, the CDC made an important announcement stating today if you're fully vaccinated and outdoors, not in a big crowd, you can go without a mask. Thank you. Thank you, government overlords, for allowing us to breathe clean air. Thank you. All ye plantation owners for allowing us field hands to inhale and exhale God's fucking clean air and oxygen. We owe you our lives. No, we'll just be in servitude to you through taxes and nonsense for the rest of our lives. But Biden said masks are still required in crowded spaces, such as music concerts, regardless if it's outdoors. Yeah, right. Does anybody listen to this? I was at a couple football games this weekend. I was at a college football game. Nobody was fucking listening. Everybody had their mask around their neck and around their chin, under their nose, or like whatever. People are not, especially college students. So college students, they didn't even have shirts on, for fuck's sake, let alone masks. How can you do face painting and chest painting with masks on? These college kids figured it out. When it comes to gathering with a group of friends in the park or going for a picnic,
what are we hanging out? Are we hanging out with Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein cruising the park with our picnic basket? Like, Like Yogi Bear. Hey, 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 boo-boo, I think we could get some of these chicks. You know what I mean? On the Lolita Express.
Yogi, put your pants on, Yogi. You can't even make it up.
If you're with your friends in this, you can do this without a mask if you've been vaccinated. What about if you've had COVID-19 and you have the antibodies? Oh, that doesn't count anymore? You guys, you reworked that entire fucking, just deleted that entire factual body of science. If you had the disease, so to speak, or the virus, you can't go without a mask. I'm going without a mask where I go. I fucking had it. I survived it. If I get it again, you're all full of shit. That's how I see it. This is a work in progress on this show. Thank God they're allowing us to breathe air, though. Hey, folks who've perhaps been vaccinated and listening to this show, don't you feel stupid that Fauci and all these people told you if you got vaccinated, you could go back to normal? You could have a normal life and you wouldn't have to wear a mask? Don't you feel fucking stupid and played? No, you're too dumb to realize you got stupid, that you got played. And you were played as a fool.
I'm doing my part.
You did your part. You put unknown chemicals in your body. You're walking around with who knows what the hell's going to happen to you. And you still have to wear a mask in a crowded space. And you still have to social distance. They lied to you. You got played, fool. Like I said before. Oh, they ruled out the... They rolled out this dope, the new CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the crybaby, who in her first press conference, she broke down. She's not even, from what we understand, from many different people, including the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. She's not even in Atlanta. She's using the back door, man. She's at home in Massachusetts, parts unknown. Teleconferencing in, etc. This chicken shit won't even go to the CDC. She's up there, this soccer mom's up there baking cookies. Ready to break down in another crying jag. So now they're telling you if you're fully vaccinated and you're all by yourself, you're good to go. You don't have to wear them. Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Fucking morons. The whole lot of you, the public side and the private side, morons for listening to these people. This is all, they just make this stuff up. There's no, you know, we're going to go into it in a couple days on our platform. I think by Friday, I'd like to get it done on the hot wire. But, and we're working on something else probably for today. Tonight on the hot wire regarding this. So we're getting great stuff in from people, from high sources in the know. And they make this up. There's no science behind it. They just make up the science and the media repeats it. And they lie and they lie and they lie. And when you call them on it, you get kicked off of platforms, marginalized, silenced, and called names and conspiracy theorists when you ask legitimate questions. Just like fucking Germany in the 1930s and 1940s. Same exact thing. Same exact playbook. They don't answer any legitimate questions. They don't field any legitimate questions. They don't put themselves in a position where they have to be confronted with legitimate questions because they're not capable of answering them because they're off script. And so what they have is a nice little vacuum. What they have is a nice little completely fabricated narrative, phony world, fantasy world. Nothing to do, completely removed from reality. And instead, their folks and their friends in the media and elsewhere and their doctors are all get big money from these folks for grants and stuff. They help promote this as reality when it's not reality at all. It's just a perception. Like I said, Pravda. I wouldn't listen to a goddamn thing the CD says. Not one thing. Because whenever they say something like this, It's like clockwork. The play, I've noticed the playbook now that we've been covering this now 13, 14 months. They come out with something like this, and then all the experts roll out. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what should be done. I mean, it's safe now, or it's not safe. And then it doesn't matter. They lie, and if they get caught lying, they just move the goalposts. And that's why you're out here going insane, because you can't make any semblance of it, because the rules change every day. Every day. You say, hey, wait a minute, you guys are lying. No, we didn't mean that. We meant this. Like, well, no. Doesn't matter. They just move the goalposts. It's a grift. And they got this new puppet up there, Walensky. She's a real beauty. Unbelievable. Let's go up the country. Oh! Here are those health experts I was talking about right on cue. Help. Folks, the rest of this podcast, about another hour plus, is on our platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, as we are moving some of the more sensitive content to the back of the show, because it's just nonstop censorship, and there's a lot of other issues as we continue to climb an uphill battle, and climb an uphill mountain, of course, like all mountains are, of independent journalism, with one challenge after another, trying to be the voice out here of truth, trying to do something different, and the amount of slack we have to take for it and hassle is just unbelievable. So the second part of the podcast is now on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can get it in its entirety for our premiere content, so to speak, on those platforms. And as we roll out a new platform soon of our own, we'll eventually be moving away from those platforms as well. So it's all about building and growing, and we appreciate your support and your continued support, and maybe we'll see you over there. I hope to see you over there. Again, take care.